this season, a time of waiting, and it is the church's way of teaching us to hope. As we await the great feast day of Christmas, and we hope for greater things on that day, we now wait for the coming of God's kingdom in its fullness, and this gives us hope that the world we know now is but passing away. And that which is lasting, the truth of the human heart, will remain in God's hands forever. With that in mind, we welcome you all to this Advent Lessons and Carols. There are familiar faces and some new ones, and so it is always a delight to bring you into this church, to pray with you, and to witness the very beauty of holiness, the beauty which is melodious song, the open hearts of God's people, and the love which is shared in the fellowship of the disciples of Christ. And with these words of welcome, I also would invite you, if you are searching for a place to worship, if you are searching for a home for spiritual development, or simply learning a bit more about God, please come, join us. There is only one requirement, that you have a heart that is open. Christmas is coming. I almost wanted to say Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. And I just did it. I won't do the rest of it. And it is a time when many people turn thoughts to God. And so if you know people in your family, among your friends and acquaintances, or even strangers that you may encounter, invite them as well. For we never know when God's invitation will take root in another's heart. We would like to remind you that this is but one of several events that are planned throughout the year by this festival choir and the parish here at St. Luke's. And we invite you to participate in the various even songs as well as the Epiphany procession that will be happening after Christmas. We would also like to invite you in a very special way to a reception that is being held immediately following this service in the parish hall, which is easily accessible through that card. And if you don't know the way there, please ask and someone will escort you. Again, thank you for being here this evening. We bid you a warm welcome and extend our hearts and minds to you, that together we might worship in spirit.